Hey, what's up? Welcome back to another awesome episode of Life in Your Show podcast. I'm your host, Jason Wojo. We got Polish Peter as my co-host. On the episode we have today, we're going to talk about wealth. Now, if you're tuning in for the first time to the Life in Your Show, our average topic is more related to creating a business and a life you love. And that's what our mission is. But listen, wealth is part of that equation, right? Like if you're going to have freedom, which is something all of us are after, that includes time and be able to enjoy the things you want to enjoy. But it also includes having some money in the bank because some of the things on your vision likely cost money. So how do you actually get wealthy? So Peter and I in this episode are going to share the things that we've seen in terms of mistakes people make, as well as some things that have really worked well. And so we're just going to riff back and forth here. And when you get through, we have about a half hour of time to share with you together. And so I'm going to start the conversation, man. I think one of the biggest things is a misunderstanding of what it takes to get wealthy. And let me also say that, a millionaire back in 1980, like you need about 4 million now to be considered a millionaire back then. And so it's a bigger journey than you think it is. And getting your mind wrapped around this from the start is going to help you. It's going to move you in that direction faster. And the first thing I got to tell you is you cannot save your way to wealth. It just takes way, way, way too long. And if you're saving your way to wealth, that means that you and your active input, your time, your energy is what's making that money. And so you got to really use your money in a way that allows it to compound in and of itself. So in other words, your money's making money for you. So you can't save your way to savings. And along that path, slightly related to that as a cousin of that, what I would consider to be is, only focusing on the expenses, meaning like you're going to cut so that you can save all this extra money. Meanwhile, your income really hasn't gone up. And the reason I don't like that approach, and by the way, yes, there are millionaires who, and we've all heard these stories before about people who make 30 grand a year and retire millionaires. But the problem with that is like, it's just way too long of a path. Do you really want to be a millionaire when you're 60 or 70? Like at that point, it's like, okay, you're alive for like 10 more years. Like, what's the point? Like, it doesn't really matter. Like, I'd rather enjoy that when you're younger. And so what I'm trying to say here is you can't just cut expenses. You can't reduce expenses to become a millionaire either. You have to increase your income. Now, do you have to manage your expenses? Yes. Do you have to be careful not to increase your expenses as you make more money? Of course. But like, you got to also focus on making more money, not just saving money or not just cutting expenses.
So I would say, well, I would add to that, I think what Vojo's getting on is knowing thyself, knowing yourself. Because think about it this way, some people will go and have the expenses literally right butting up against the income. So what do? Whatever they bring in, they spend. So if you know yourself, you're that kind of a person, then guess what? Cutting expenses is probably going to be good for you. The other aspect is the saver mode, right? I think it's important because I think that has been kind of, in today's society, here in States, for instance, that's not been a big priority. But you only need to save, I think, certain amount, and then you have to start investing that money, because otherwise that, inflation alone is probably going to erode a lot of the savings. So there is ways of looking at knowing yourself. I think there is that beliefs, I think, are a big part of it. And one other thing I would just say about the wealth, this is my own personal belief. I know we're talking about the money, but the wealth is not just money. I think the wealth is what's going on in between the 2 years as well. But we are talking about the money, and I think it's a really important aspect to figure out how to do this. The other thing is how you look at money, I think, is really important in order to build that wealth, right?
So how would you describe that? What have you seen that shown up as for people?
Well, think about it this way. Like when we have our 3-day Gear Life giveaways, one of the things that we talk about, I think, is day two is beliefs. And we talk about money, how people view their beliefs. There is a lot of negative beliefs that people see when it comes to money, that, money is root of all evil. Money is, bad. When I was starting my business, what I've discovered at some point that for me, money was problems. Money was fighting because I saw my parents fight and argue a lot when I was growing up. And guess what they were arguing about? They were arguing about money. So when you have that belief, guess what? You're going to not, somehow the money is going to keep leaving you. And then how are you going to build that wealth? So I actually had a student who recognized that when he was growing up, his grandpa that he spent a lot of time with would make a lot of money, And then shortly after, we end up losing it all. And it happened in his eyes right before something bad happened. So what he was doing, he was constantly trying to get rid of the money because something bad's going to happen if I don't. So recognizing the beliefs, I think, are really important in order for you to be able to see how you view money. I look at money as far as that, you know, it's a and employees. I have certain employees that help me put food on the table, certain employees that help me grow my nest egg, certain employees that are investing, and I direct these employees where they need to go. So it's right. not like I have some emotional attachment to it anymore. It is a tool. It is something that's an employee that goes out and does something for me.
Well, and dude, to that point, like, you know, it's what you said. It's the frame. Like, how do you view money? Like, is it like a token of fun where you're going to spend it at the bar or the club or buying a toy? Or do you look at it? And by the way, I'm not saying that every dollar has to have the same role, just like every business position doesn't have, you know, every person in your business doesn't have the same job.
Right.
Like you can earmark, you know, certain parts of your wallet for certain different things. But you got to really have an understanding of it, and you got to plan for where you want that money to go. You know, I love John Maxwell says this. He's like, you know, having a budget is, and by the way, I'm not saying have a budget here, but this is just a general principle. Having a budget is telling your money where to go versus wondering where it went. And so you got to actually, this is another point, is like, you got to treat your personal finances like a business. You have to look at where you're spending money. You know, you shouldn't be just, you know, looking at like your bank balance and using that to make decisions as to whether you can afford something or not. You should actually have a plan for it.
Yeah, I think that's a really important, like I've created, you know, we talked about the profit first model in that business builder event a lot, right? Because that is one of those frameworks that helps people grow wealth. And so, you know, I've created a version of myself for my own bank accounts, and I have several of them, and each one of these employees does different things. I have one called fun account. And whenever we go on vacation, we use these employees to have fun, but they're directed for that specific reason. So it's a plan, right? It's a vision. We talk about this all the time here. You need to create a vision for what that money does for you. Even if you have a dollar, you got to start somewhere. But it's because then guess what? You are in charge of it, not it being in charge of you. And I think what ends up happening a lot of times is that in today's society, money basically takes over and is in charge of us, whether we realize it or not. And that's why I think a lot of people have a trouble growing their wealth.
Yeah, man. You know, the other thing, you know, talking about where you spend money as well, like one really powerful question to ask yourself is, do I spend this money based on insecurity? Like, am I buying things to make myself feel better because I feel like I have something to prove to the world, or because I have something to prove to other people? Like, am I spending money to impress others? I heard a great question once. A gentleman was asking, like, hey, should I buy this, you know, this Lamborghini? And a great question came back from the gentleman. He said, hey, if you would truly be okay with no one ever seeing you drive that car, would you still want it? And I'm like, oh, that's such a great question, because, like, you know, this will start to really tease apart and dissect your motivations for why you want things. Like, so if you want the Rolex or whatever it is, you know, the Armani suit, but no one would ever see you in it, do you still want it? Or is it to impress other people? Now, I am not saying it's wrong to impress other people. I'm not saying that you're broken. I'm not saying anything like that. But I'm just saying, like, that desire to impress other people could be preventing you or be getting in your way from becoming truly wealthy, because sometimes it's the people that are spending all that money to look flashy, to look rich, that actually aren't rich. And so you just got to understand for yourself, like, that trade-off and make the best decision you want. Like, there's no right or wrong. I'm not telling you what to do with your money, but just recognize, like, you know, just, it's just another level of discernment on how you manage your finances.
Yeah. You don't want to be keeping up with the Joneses, you know? And I think that, I feel like that happens quite often. The other thing I would say is, as you're looking at the finances and the money, is the idea of, when you're looking at the toys or whatever it might be, which employee buys that? Is it the investment employee that buys this, or is it the income employee that buys this. Let me give you an example. So my youngest right now got himself a new job and he loves it. And there are some commissions attached to it and he's making more money. And he is kind of money driven, which is great. I love it. You know, but at the same time, what he's thinking about is what he's going to be doing with his money to be able to buy this and buy that, because he's always wanted to buy it, right? And my conversation with him was something along the lines like, how about this? What if you took some of that money and invested in something, because he's done some of those things before, invest into something, and that investment starts to buy you that toy that you want. So now that money is working for you, or just at least start thinking that way, as opposed to you, the income that you make, you start spending it on something else. So now the game kind of changes, you know, when he's looking at how he's going to be using that money, right? And putting that money to work for him, as opposed to him working for that money. And I think that's a game changer for a lot of people when they start looking from that particular conversation.
Yeah. Hey, we'll get right back to the episode, but before we do, I want to tell you about something really special. We have an upcoming Business Builder Workshop in Raleigh, North Carolina, my hometown, from November 13th to the 15th. It's a three-day event. It's essentially a three-day MBA. We've actually had people say, I've learned more from 3 days with you guys than I have in 2 years of business school. We unpack from A to Z what it takes to be successful in business, from a high level, an armchair, a theoretical approach, but a proven practical in the trenches approach. We talk about sales, we talk about marketing, we talk about business development, we talk about outsourcing, automation, delegation, like managing your money, making sure you have everything in place. Like it's awesome, dude. Peter co-facilitates these with me. Peter, what would you say to somebody who's thinking about coming out to Business Builder?
Well, if you want to have a business that supports your life, not the other way around, this is the place where we actually sit down and for 3 days create a business that basically supports your life. So you can go on vacations, you can spend time with the family, you can actually do what you were setting out to do. So we'd love to see you there and dig deep into the business and see how it can help you.
And I'll also say this, you know, for those of you who are skeptical, and I realize 3 days is a long time to ask, we have a 100% money back guarantee. You come to the entire event, not the first half of the first day where, you know, you may stay there because you're afraid we're going to cover something good on the second day. Come to the full 3 days. And if it's not worth every single penny you paid to be there, we will gladly refund all of that money right there and then to you. We've never had a single person ask for that back, though, just for your information. So again, November 13th through 15th, the Life in Air Business Builder Workshop. Go to lifeinair.com and register now. Let's get back to the episode. I mean, and you know, we said this before, like treating your finances like a business, but like, I'd actually really encourage you to have a plan. Like, hey, you know, the first 10% of everything we make is doing, you know, maybe it's you're giving it away to, you're tithing it, it's to charity. Hey, we're going to, you know, we're going to have an investment account for the next 10%. And by the way, I'm making these numbers up. Don't follow this as a prescription. The next 10% we're going to put aside for our emergency fund, which we're going to stop funding once we reach 6 months of expenses. And then we're going to live off the rest. And like, play with those numbers, see what makes sense for you. And regardless of where you are now, I'd actually start to encourage you to track that and see where you can move. And ideally, you know, you're living on a minority percentage of what you make. And the rest of it, you're investing, you are maybe giving away, you're doing more mature things with it that are going to help you achieve your goals. But it all comes down to tracking this and really allocating to the right place where you think those dollars should go. Let me also mention something else, man, is like, you know, a lot of people, and this, if you look at the number of people that play lottery tickets, right? Like, and I've heard lottery tickets be described as like an ignorance tax. And it feels a little bit harsh to me, but like, I want to kind of unpack the dream behind that, which is like, you're going to get rich and live happily ever after. And that just doesn't happen very often. Like, and it's not even worth considering as a possibility, because not only is your chances of winning a lottery minutely small, but also like your chances of returning back to baseline to where you were previously is very, very high. You know, that likelihood is you're probably going to end up, maybe it's going to take 5 or 10 years, but eventually you'll be back to where you were. And maybe you had some great years in there. I'm not saying that's not the case, but you got to recognize that building wealth is a long-term strategy. It's a long-term approach. You have to develop the the maturity, the discernment, the wisdom to handle the money and to make the money. And so, like, don't be in a rush to get rich. And I know that may sound counter to what I just said about saving your way to wealth, but I'm not saying it should take you your whole lifetime, which savings would do. And by the way, savings, like you said before, man, even if you're in a high yield savings account getting 3.5-4%, you're keeping up with inflation, so you're not getting wealthy. But you got to recognize, like, the patience that comes along with this. And, you know, it's the singles and the doubles and the triples, not always the home runs that are gonna get you there. And so, you know, don't be in a rush, because, like, if you're not, you know, the Bible says this, like, you know, he who's faithful with little will be given more. And so if you're not investing the amount of money, maybe you're only making 20 or 30 or 50 grand a year right now, but if you're not investing and moving towards some of these things and having the discipline to set that up, you're probably not going to do the same thing when you are making more money. And maybe you even diminish your chances of making more money because you're not doing well with what you already have. Does that make sense, man?
Yeah, and that's the thing that pops into my head is the parable of talents from the Bible, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly.
And so as you were talking through it, yeah, I think that's totally true. You know, I think what money does, it only amplifies how you are deep down inside. So when it comes to this particular conversation, think about this. So how am I with money right now? How am I in life right now? What is my view of life right now? And how do I view people and all those kinds of things? Because when you have a lot of money, I think it only, you know, amplifies that how you are right now kind of a thing. So I think it's really important for you to become the person first before you hit that multimillionaire kind of a thing. Because if you're not going to do that, guess what? Sooner than later, you're going to probably get rid of all that money somehow. That's why I think I see a lot of athletes or famous people who, you know, have a lot of money, and shortly, within 2-3 years, they end up not having any and they go bankrupt because of that, you know, how they are deep down inside.
Right. Like, if you, it's easy come, easy go. Like, and so that's where I'd much rather encourage you to develop that discernment of being faithful with what you've been given, because I just feel like it's much more sustainable. Yeah, you might hit it rich and have some unexpected, like, big, you know, windfall and a life-changing event, but very, very rarely do I see that sustainably last unless you've developed these things or surrounded yourself with people who, you know, you truly give permission to manage for you, which also makes me a little bit nervous too, because if you're unsophisticated and someone who is sophisticated is there, you better, you know, make sure that they are 100% trustworthy. But, like, you know, it's just one of these things. And by the way, this is not to say that if you don't have a lot of money, you're not a good person or you're less than by any means. That's not it at all. And money is not an indicator of how of your worth at all as right. As far as a person. Like, so don't ever feel, you know, intimidated or less than by somebody who has money, because that just means they're better at making money than you. And that's okay. What can you learn from them? Don't be down on yourself about it, though. Just maybe see what you can do. If this is a goal that you want to pursue, then, like, what can you learn, right? And so, and that's all this episode is to try to help you see some of the patterns that we've seen to save you that effort. Let me have one more. I have one more, man, here, man. And it's this. It's like, it's misunderstanding. It's misunderstanding kind of like stepping over dollars, pick up dimes, like being, you know, pound foolish, penny wise, like this concept of, like, for instance, you know, what money is valuable for. So, for instance, like, hey, I'll invest $5,000 in a vacation, but I'm not going to invest $5,000 in my business or to join a mastermind or a coaching program that can help me make more money. It's like not understanding the value of where you can get that return. And this kind of ties back a little bit, at least, you know, adjacently to the employee model that we're talking about of dollars. Like, so what amount of the money that you're spending, like, have you earmarked to help you make more money, to develop the skill set, to get in the environment to help you make more money and to help you be more successful? And so it's so funny, man. Like, you know, people have these, my guess is that someone on the line right now who's listening to this or watching this, you know, maybe you spend a ton of money in fishing, right? Or a ton of money on your, you know, you buy guns or you buy guitars or whatever it is, right? And you spend a lot of money in those areas. but you wouldn't take that same amount of money and put it into something that will help you. And so I think like really kind of wrapping your mind about how far you can take a dollar and use it to amplify itself is another mindset shift I think is really, really valuable.
Yeah, and I think it's why it's why it's hard for people to do that, I think, is because think about it, when I go and buy this thing, I can see it. There is some instant gratification to it that I can see that this money did something, right? When I go and invest in myself, I may not see the immediate return on that investment. Mm. And I think that's one problem that I think people see. But I will tell you this, since the, I don't know, my 20s, I constantly look to invest in myself, whether it's reading books or like coach, mastermind. And I will tell you this, it has been one of the best, if not the best investment that I've done for myself, because guess what? It helped me in my marriage. Now that the woman that I found that helped me in my business, helped me in so many different ways, speaking and all kinds of, I could talk about it for hours, but I will tell you this, we hear this all the time. Invest in yourself is one of the best investments that you can make, but I don't think people make the connection, because when you finally make that connection, that invest in myself will triple or whatever the income for me, all of a sudden it's almost like I cannot wait to go keep investing in myself. But here's the other aspect of it. Invest in yourself with some kind of a vision in place, meaning like, where are you going? What's the investment in? So where am I going towards? Because most people, they just read and they go around in circles and never make any action. So it's a whole different conversation. We've had it on the podcast. But investing with some dedicated direction, vision, I think is really powerful to help you become wealthy in your life.
Well, that's where, man, like, you know, we talked about having like, you know, devoting some percentage of your income, for instance, to investing. And to your point, man, I do believe truly in my heart that the best investment you can make is in yourself. Because, you know, if you want to make more money, how are you going to do that? Well, you need to know how to do it. And so you can either learn that for yourself through experience and trial and error and time, or you can learn from others who have been there before you. And so like, that's just a great, otherwise you can put it in the market or whatever. But again, it still comes back to like what you know and your experience and your skill level. So listen, this is far from a conclusive list of everything you need to wrap your head around to be wealthy, but it's just kind of a taste of what we've seen on people that we've had exposure to through Life and Air and people that have built a large amount of wealth. And so hopefully you found a nugget or two in here for yourself that you can start to, you know, look at more seriously, and it'll help you become wealthy in whatever that is for you. And it's about you. It's about your vision. It's about what you want. There is no right or wrong, but you know, I would also encourage you with one last thing is like, as you pursue this wealth, do not let it sacrifice the things that are most important to you. You know, like Peter mentioned earlier on, you know, wealth is money and that's great, but true wealth, true success really encompasses, you know, having meaningful relationships, being healthy, living and waking up excited every day for what you get to do, many, many other aspects than just money. And that's the whole Life in Air message. So with that caveat, we hope you enjoyed the episode. We will see you next week, everyone. Take care.